Hey everybody, this is Dave Guerra, and this is the Daily Dave for Thursday, January 14, 2016. How are you? Good day. And another day begins, and we're up and at it, and running, and going, and well, what else is there to do? But that's what we can do. That's what we have to do. Anyway, moving on. In the news today, wow, more conflict, more strife, more situations that nobody wants but are happening, and that's not a good thing. But what do you do? What do you do? In Jakarta, there was a situation earlier today, and what can you do? I mean, it was a terrorist attack at the Starbucks coffee place there in Jakarta. And is that going to stop people from going to Starbucks? No. Is that going to stop people from going outside? No, it shouldn't. It should never do that. As a leader, it's our responsibility. It's our duty. It's what we have to do is to go ahead and step outside. And when situations are rough, we have to keep moving forward. We have to show everybody that follows us or pay attention to us or pays attention to us or just even looks in our direction. We have to show them that, hey, we're not going to be intimidated. We are leaders. We are expected to step up. You know, we are expected to keep moving forward. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't be afraid. It's like I said earlier, it's your duty to show your humanity. You have to be human. But you know what? It doesn't mean that you can't proceed cautiously. I'm not saying go out there, throw caution to the wind and move on, you know, and just expect, hey, here I am. No. What I am saying is that be careful out there. It's a great big world. Everybody does not think like everybody else. No two opinions are alike, you know, even in your own home. Think about it. You have kids that are growing up, and for a while they think like you and they behave like you and they act like you, but then they start coming into their own. They start seeing themselves as individuals, and then their minds start forming in the way they want to believe things, the way they see things, and the way the world is for them. And this is in your own home. Now, it's different in the workplace because, again, you have no influence on those individuals other than if you're the one that signs the check, you sign the check. If you're the hiring party, well, you're the one that hired them. But other than that, they come in with their own preconceived ideas, preconceived notions, taboos, what they say is a taboo, what they experience is taboos, what they believe and what they've been taught and how they've interpreted it over the years. But that still doesn't mean you force yourself on them. No, what you force yourself is your ability to lead. What you force on them is that your ability to keep moving forward, to go look beyond the fear and look into the unknown and the changes and the future and what the possibility of better things are. Well, listen, I'm Dave Guerra. This is the Daily Dave for Thursday, January 14, 2016. I'll talk to you later.